This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Mutalokar.
We are inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. And to my right is Bojadera Kuzmanova, all the way from
Austria, from Vienna. Yes.
And Dave Thomas, our longtime friend, all the way from
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
The reason that you are here is there is a concert Friday night featuring you, Bojadera, and Virginia Luque.
Yes.
And obviously I want to talk to you in a moment, but Dave, this concert is free?
It is free. It's called a classical outreach concert, and it's being hosted by Covenant Presbyterian Church, which is out Weddington. And it's something that Paul Sagan and I, Paul Sagan being the pastor there, have discussed for a number of years, his desire to do this. We've had artists that I work with that have come through and performed at the church. Christopher Parkening, Jubilant Sykes, and Virginia Luque has before as well. But this is the first time that there has been a specific classical concert, standalone concert. And so it's very exciting, and the opportunity to bring in two great artists. And many people are familiar with Virginia, of course, who's been with the orchestra twice here and at the Walton Arts Center and with the Walton Arts Center a number of times, and also with KUAF for two concerts, I think. And But Bojadera and Virginia have just worked together. And the first concert in Nebraska in April, and it was so good that the opportunity came up and we had to seize it.
Bojadera, how do you begin the conversation with another artist like Virginia Luque that you will be performing with? Do you have actual conversations of how you might work together?
That's an interesting question. Well, people are so different, and the different artists are like, each one is a different world. So I was very lucky when I met Virginia because we just clicked from the very beginning. We didn't have to talk a lot. We just played, and it worked. We didn't have to talk too much about the music or say, oh, I want to hear this, please, would you do that and that for me? No. It was just play, and our ears are like that open so that you anticipate what the other person is going to do, and you just play with her. And the same thing she did with me, and it worked. For us, it was such a great joy to play with each other. It was really fun.
Is that anticipation visual in any way? Do you need to look at it? No.
No, not really. I mean, I'm sure we can play with the back to each other, and it will be the same. It's just the music is something logical. Yes, it's emotional and everything, but it is logical as well. So you can't start a phrase that will bring you completely different, like, ending. No, it's you can anticipate what's going to happen in this phrase. And with some musicians, it's just a lot easier than with others. And with Virginia, it was very, very easy and very nice.
Now, while you're performing, are you mindful of your audience, or do you have to completely block them out because this is sort of a meditative time for you?
No, I don't block them out. I play for them. It's sort of like I would take my audience on the same trip that I'm going. And it's always a different trip. Doesn't matter how often I'll play the same piece. It's always a different situation. It always sounds different. Like Bach Chaconne, for example, I've played it I don't know how many times in my life already, and it sounds different each time. So it's, of course, I have an idea about the whole piece, and it's more or less how I want to play it. But it is an art that you do in the moment, and it does, how to say, it does work out now, and not like, yeah, it's not a recording.
It's known by your fans, your followers, that you have played many different violins.
Yeah.
Couple with some pretty famous names attached to them.
Yes.
But for the last 3 years, you've been playing a violin that was...
One.
1 year.
For the last 1 year.
Mm-hmm. A new violin.
No, my own one is
your
a new instrument.
Well, I mean,
yes, yes, I own a play a violin from Mathieu de Wust. He's a Belgian violin maker living in Vienna, and it's completely new instrument which was made for me. Since the last year, I play also an old instrument from 1740, which is from Carlo Testore. It's an Italian violin. So I have them both, and this time I have my old one with me.
What do you do to become familiar with a partner in music?
Yes, that's a good question. Well, I started playing different violins about 6 years ago. It was 2005, I think, four or five. And I found out that I can swap instruments easily, like go from one to the next in an hour and still play them very well, which is actually not that easy because they have all different, not only the sound is different, the measurements are different. And the violin is such a small instrument that even 2 millimeters are already a huge deal. And there is one instrument that I really had troubles with. That was the Stradivarius violin that I recorded on my last CD, because she was one of the longer ones. So the body of the violin is more narrow and the whole thing is longer. So here you are playing for the last 30 years with one measurement of an instrument, and then you will make a jump from here to there in the violin, and you will end up completely different place. It's like, whoa, I have no idea what I'm doing here. So that was the one instrument that I needed to practice on. But other than that, I can actually swap easily. And I don't know if it's because I just love instruments and I love the violins and I really want to get out the best possible, the best they can give me, but I never push them. It's like I think of them like if that's a collection of queens. They're all very well educated, very well mannered. They're supremely intelligent and all that, but they're so different. And you cannot go to a queen and say, oh, hi, well, would you please do this and this for me? No way. You have to approach them with a lot of respect, and they do give you everything they want, but you have to make them wanted. Stradivarius violins are very touchy. If you try to push them, they don't want to be pushed at all. And if you let them sound, if you use more bone, no pressure, and just do what they want, then they're beautiful. They're gorgeous. And Guarnieri violins are exactly the opposite. They have huge tone, really huge. It's so rich and so beautiful. And some of them are like tractors. the work is like really heavy physical work, like on a field. But the result is fantastic anyway. So
It's something that Kyle and I were discussing before you guys came in,
yeah,
that we visited your website, and you referred to these violins as women,
yeah,
you know, with personalities. And
well, they do behave like that. That's why I do it. They can be so gracious and so nice and so lovable, like so warm. Their sound can be so that just touch your heart with three notes. And they can be so extremely what's the word for that?
Difficult.
Well, okay, difficult. Yeah, like prima donnas, actually.
Yeah. And violins are feminine to you, because you refer to them as she and queens.
Yes. Yes. When you look at their form and when you look at their character, then they can be actually only females.
Sure.
I suppose it's because of the high height of their pitch. That's
I'm going to ask you to play that wonderful instrument here in a minute, but I do want to remind people the concert starts at 7.
7 o'clock.
And you don't have to even reserve?
You do not, but I think it'd be safe to say, just to be assured of a seat, particularly a good seat, get there early. And there'll be some refreshments as well at intermission. And but it's 7 o'clock. It's at Covenant Presbyterian, which is out Weddington, and it's just past the Catfish Hole on the left. And if people do have questions, there is a number I can give you, which is 442. What is it?
5267?
It could be 5267. That sounds real familiar.
Okay. 442-5267. And we should mention that you have at least four CDs, because there's the Four Seasons. There's the most recent, which is...
The one with the four violins. No, it's not available yet for sale. It's still special edition, so I hope it will become available like in a couple of months.
Okay.
It's a demonstration, actually, that new CD, which is very exciting. There are four great instruments, and you take a work and play a movement, maybe on a Stradivarius, then a Gennari, and so on. And so people get to really hear the subtle differences, and sometimes not so subtle differences, between the violins. It's really interesting.
Of course, they sound a little different when they're recorded.
May we hear something?
Yes, sure.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
That is fantastic.
Thank you.